We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in, Show and Vern, and I am so happy that you were able to get it together on that inner tube, or wherever you were, floating by yourself.
Almost died, man.
I don't know if I could do this without you. I mean,
you literally did for like 2 years.
I know, but still, I don't know. Once you go, Vern, you can't go back.
Doesn't really have the same ring to it.
No, you can't. That, once you go, Vern, you don't want to get burned.
What? Nice to have you back, Ron. It's good to have you back.
Once you go, Vern, you never have to be concerned.
But my name doesn't end with an ED.
It did that time. Once you go, Vern, you never have to be concerned.
It's growing on me. I'll be honest.
Once you go, Vern, you certainly want to take the turn with Big Vern. I'll set this out for the next 30 seconds.
Hey, I mentioned earlier that the Michael Avenatti guy said that tomorrow at 10 a.m. he's going to hold a press conference to disclose a major high school college basketball scandal perpetrated by Nike.
I'm sorry. That was
less than an hour later. SDNY is charging Michael Avenatti for attempting to extort Nike for $20 million. So, we'll see. I got some big news. An hour later, you're being charged with extortion.
Once you go, Vern, you can't stop the burn. Here from the 816.
That's not a compliment. That is VD.
Once you go, Vern, you'll never return. That might be the nastiest one. I do want to get to my trip at spring training, but on the way home, I really love what people at Southwest Airlines try to do.
Mm. Love Southwest.
You know, show flew Southwest. Really good deals.
Two check bags for free.
Yeah, let's go, right? Yeah.
Everybody likes Southwest.
Really good deals, although I didn't like that. My daughter's birthday was 2 weeks after we took off, and she cost an entire flight herself.
It's not their fault. They got rules. They got to abide by.
They got to. Yeah, you're right. And I can't touch Spirit. So,
God, no. Not with your family. You could go solo on Spirit.
No, I don't even
want to. Bring in the kids.
I don't want to go solo. But they have to read situations better, man. We were on a full flight leaving Phoenix one way to Kansas City. That, to me, screams these are people who are finished with their vacation and they're ready to get back home and, you know, let's just get the hell home, right? If I see trip Phoenix going to Kansas City, not to mention, I know maybe they didn't pay attention, but K-State had just lost as we entered the plane and I saw some people there who I thought were going to lose it. They were just too over the top. Their flight attendants, their pilot, it was just too much. I believe the guy's name was Jeff. He's over the top. He started.
Come on, Jeff.
He came on and he started singing a song, but he started singing Journey, but he changed the lyrics to Southwest lyrics.
What Journey song?
Don't stop believing in Southwest Airlines till you get that feeling. We got peanuts and pretzels. And I'm just like, come on, man. Come on, man. We're just trying to get the hell home, man. And he didn't stop, man. Oh, man. He went through. He kept going. He kept, like, he did it. It wasn't just the chorus, man. He went 3 minutes. And we're all looking around at each other. And I felt like Ben Stiller on meet the parents, and I'm just looking at him. And then they moved on to the part, you know, where they tell you, like, a, you know, if something were to happen.
That's how you use a seatbelt.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
and then the guy's going over the top, and then Jeff again and going through the aisles. He's got so many damn jokes about things. Like, he can't just take...
Is he saying the jokes on the speaker?
No,
that drives
me
nuts.
Not to, you know, they were, the pilot was saying jokes on the speaker.
Nice.
He kicked his
trying
off.
To sleep back
he kicked,
here.
He kicked like his that. Off with, hey, I'm not going to sing any songs because I don't know any. But, hey, we're headed to, be have a good time. We're headed to Fort Lauderdale. We're headed to no damn Fort Lauderdale. We're all leaving Phoenix and going to Kansas City. All right. Off the Rundown, sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone could step up. I'm just like, come on, man. Just get the ball rolling. Let's go. I got these damn kids to deal with. All right. My wife, I feel so sorry for her. She had a princess show who's two. Oh. And if you've ever flown with a two-year-old and she's blown through nap time, it's hell or high water. I got my son who I just want to sit back and listen to podcasts, and he wants to play 17 games of Uno. And you keep coming through here and want to make jokes. Man, listen, dude. He wants Sprite. She wants apple juice, and I want Coke in the can. Just go. Just go, man. I don't need you to sit here and talk to me. Hey, buddy, what do you want to drink? Hey, bro, he wants Sprite. Move on. You're taking so damn long, I'm not even going to be able to enjoy this Coke because it took you 15 minutes because you got jokes and stuff to talk to everybody. Oh, God. That dude, Jeff, man, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen Jeff? His damn vest was too damn tight. He was in shirt size denial. And I know he was. His butts were too tight. And he had the audacity to try to throw in all the pretzels and the new crackers that they have. Really good. So that was, as these new crackers, trying to stuff them in his vest. Oh, God, man. Gave me them sweaty ass crackers.
I'm sorry.
You asked for extra crackers when he came back through?
Nah,
with
I just took my son's. He didn't want them. Like, because this is how it happened with the drinks. I saw him. My mom was in between us. I saw him. Little show was going down to sleep. And at that point, don't say a damn word to him. Mm-hmm. I don't got Uno in me. Don't say a word to him. I got his order. And because I could see him in front of me just talking to everybody in the aisle, cackalacking all these jokes and stuff. Hey, you want apple juice? What up, buddy? Can I get, like, he's the guy coming through with kids saying, hey, you want a Bud Light? You know that guy?
No.
Hey,
that's a good one, though. I like that.
Can I get you a beer? You want a beer? Want a Bud Light like mom? No, man, I don't need jokes. I don't need jokes, bro. Just give me...
I've had the comedian on a Southwest flight before.
It's just...
But my thought is always, we're on the plane to sleep. Everybody needs to shut up and turn the lights off.
But to me, read the situation. If we were leaving Kansas City and headed to Phoenix, this is vacation, baby. We feel good, right? One way, all right, I can go with
this. It's still a three-hour flight. I still want everyone to shut up.
Nah, man, we're in Kansas City going to Phoenix. Come on, guys. Read it. These cats they're not...
Yeah, but if it's ending that, I mean, I would think you'd be in a good mood after a nice week and, you know, NBA, Royals games throughout the week, Royals practice throughout the week. Your son, who is a diehard sports fan, is in love with the Royals, had a chance to see Adalberto Mondesi up close and Ryan O'Hearn up close. He finally got an opportunity to get close to Brian Goodwin. Little show had to be through the roof when he said, Dad, is that Chesler Cuthbert?
Oh, he knew who Chesler was.
Cam Gallagher.
We were on the third base side, him and Hunter Dozier.
Martin Maldonado. Kyle Zimmer and Hunter Dozier.
Vern, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was out there Sunday to Friday.
Right.
I went to multiple Royals practices. I went to the minor league practice. I went to the major league practice games.
See, Khalil Lee?
Jacob Junis.
Tell him.
Oh. Shout out to Jacob. He did give Princess Show a ball. Vern, I don't have anything.
Jacob Junis looks like The Weeknd if The Weeknd was a white guy.
And that's good.
Thank you.
It's very much Troy Aikman who can look like Jay-Z in the right angle, in the right line.
Junis needs his hat off, though. You need to see that hair.
I didn't get anything, man. I don't have nothing from that. Like, I thought I had something. Like, I thought going down there, I'd get two or three topics.
I figured you'd come back juiced about the Royals because the old adage is hope springs eternal. In spring training, if you can't get excited about your baseball team, not just the Royals, your baseball team, if you visit them during spring training, right, everyone's undefeated. Everyone has a career year awaiting them. That's when you get fired up for the squad. Tonight, they take on Omaha, 6 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. You listen to that game, you get juiced as to what could be a shock-the-world kind of season for the Royals.
I can't, man, I don't know what it was. And I watched batting practice. Soler gave me a bit of a rise. He was hitting a lot of home runs. But there was, like, I didn't come away from, like, you know what?
They could surprise a few people.
It was just like, oh.
So the tank's evident even during spring training. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know if the tank is evident. There was just.
Sam McWilliams didn't do it for you.
Nothing. He's got great hair, though.
Well, he's no longer a Royal. They sent him back to the Rays yesterday.
Oh. He was there, though.
Yeah.
When I was there. I could not take anything. Could not take anything from it. I got nothing. Nothing.
But we got 17 pair of Royals tickets to give away tomorrow. Starting at 10 a.m. every 15 minutes, your chance to win here on Show and Vern.
Would be a beautiful day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.